Oh, I forgot, I was going to miss. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to episode 16 of Podcast Lost in Space. Apologies for the audio quality from the end of this. We're in a hotel in Portland.
Apparently Ryan's flying a helicopter.
Yeah,
because of
Is that Ryan?
Wait, can you guys hear everything? Alyssa?
Yes, we can hear everything.
What are you doing? Sitting on popcorn?
Why are you making popcorn in the middle of a podcast?
See, I think it sounds like he's like rolling on popcorn.
We're gonna start the new year off with me not being in the right place for the.
Ryan just got done wearing a suit made of bubble wrap.
Yeah, with Newman's audio being a problem again after most of a good few months without it being a problem. Mostly because he wasn't there. All right. How have you guys been? It's the new year. We survived.
Yay.
Maybe even again.
It's election year.
It is.
Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about other things. I just saw the comedian T.J. Miller at a free live show last night. Do you guys know who T.J. Miller is?
Yeah. Silicon Valley, best show ever.
Absolutely, yeah. Ehrlich Bachman from Silicon Valley. As well as, for those of you who probably watch animated movies, he voices Fred from Big Hero 6.
Oh, Fred!
Yeah, he's so funny. So he was doing a live show for the Leafly tour, which is like a weed promotional tour. Doesn't mean like all the comedy's about weed. Just means that like they're giving away vape pens and all sorts of marijuana at the show.
They're probably all really high too. While doing
it. Yeah. Pretty much everyone was really high. I was sober. I wasn't even drinking. I was just there to enjoy the comedy. And so he obviously delivered a killer show, and we got to, like, he did a lot of, like, Seattle-specific bits, which is really cool, and he was given a bag of dicks, burgers, and so he's like, yeah, I have a bag of dicks, and then, of course, someone, like, when there was a lull, someone shouts, a bag of dicks, he's like, what'd you expect to happen? No one cares if you shout bag. Do you think people are just going to put you on their shoulders, march you out in the street, start popping champagne, saying, he said bag of dicks? And of course, other people, like, since everyone's so, like, you know, high or drunk or whatever, it's a pretty rowdy crowd, but TJ just dominates over them. Like, he was able to just put everyone to shame. There was another point where there was a lull, and someone shouts bag of cocks. Should have given a vulgarity warning. And then everyone in the comedy club just went silent. And he's like, did you feel that? Everyone just hated in unison and ripped into this guy who made this terrible joke for 10 minutes. And he's just like, yeah, this is why no one likes you and why you're probably going to die a very sad, lonely man. It just basically jokes like that.
Bubble suit.
Brian, don't move.
Just be still, like the ice.
Anyway. And that's all I have to say. Bag of text!
Oh, no.
Ryan, stop. Okay.
And we get an awkward moment of silence.
Yeah. Your audio is a mess.
All right, so that was just my yesterday, but all in all, this week I've spent 5 whole days with the girlfriend, which was awesome. I took a Bolt bus down to Portland and hung out with her in her area. Spent a good amount of days. She had a good party where I played the Betrayal at the house on Haunted Hill. That's the first time I played that board game, and it was awesome. Mainly because it felt like Resident Evil mixed in with a horror movie, and it was all just a really neat board game. I was like, I'm sold on this immediately.
Nice.
And then she drove me back up here. We were hanging out and just having a good time. We walked around the whole area, just kind of showing her the Queen Anne Fremont area, and then we laid back and watched Wreck-It Ralph and Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood and just had a good time.
Those don't go together.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do, actually. With the right amount of ice cream, anything can happen.
Ice cream! I want ice cream!
Especially, you know, the Nina episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, we jumped right in, like, because it's broken down on Netflix into, like, 4 seasons, and we jumped right into season 2, which takes place after, like, all the really tragic events that happened in the original, like, series and all that, and then starts diverging into the a bit more badass action stuff. So.
Okay. So you weren't as depressed?
No. No. Not as depressed. And plus we had Wreck-It Ralph, which is always an optimistic movie that makes you feel good about yourself.
Wreck-It Ralph in Chinese is hilarious.
I'm sure everything in Chinese is hilarious.
Yeah, no! Well, because it's the translation isn't quite right, and, like, some of the words, you're just like, no, that's not what they're, like, no. No. Just no.
The title of the movie is Smashing Vomit Word.
No, actually, Monsters, Inc. University is really cute in Chinese. It's not funny, but it's really cute because they did a really good job.
It's just a cute movie.
See, I'd much rather watch a movie in English where I don't have to read.
Well, yeah,
we don't watch it in a different language and read.
Everyone's learning English anyway. So why not just make it to the most important universal language?
The funny thing is, Newman hates anime too.
I don't like anime options, either. So
he says
they're all
the same.
I don't know. I like it. I had fun.
Sandy, how was your week? Since I think Doc got through most of his.
Oh well, so the week has been interesting. As I'm sure those who are watching the actual video or are tuning in can see, I now have my non-professional background, so I'm back at my actual place versus visiting my dad. And I got into town Thursday evening, which was an adventure in itself. I don't know.
Back to them the day after?
Yep. And I nearly spun out on black eyes. Woo!
New Year's night, you drove back?
Huh?
New Year's night?
Thursday no, the day after. So Friday. Okay, I'm losing track of days here. But so I got back to where I live, and I got into town. I didn't have time to unpack my stuff, so my bedroom area of the apartment you cannot see the floor, which isn't actually that much because I don't have that much space, but it's kind of slowly driving me crazy because I like stuff to be clean. And then my first, like, full day in the area, I got a call from my friend. Well, text, but, you know, the friend beacon of I need you, essentially, because her relationship ended, and it was for healthy reasons, but it was the first 24 hours, and she really needed a friend there, so I was on friend duty, which was, you know, like, it was actually, like, it wasn't bad, it wasn't like what people think of, you know, people, like, you know, the person who was, you know, like, crying and sobbing and clinging to you and just going, why? Like, it wasn't like that. We really just sat around and talked and eventually went, oh, we haven't had anything to eat today at all. We went grocery shopping because she didn't have anything in her fridge. And then we made dinner together and had tea. And yeah, this morning I actually worked on cleaning my apartment a little bit, and the floor is still a mess.
I'm right there with you. I'm looking around in my room, and it's just, it's exploded with Christmas gifts, just because I got tons of stocking stuffers and not nice things. It's just all over the place.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Like, I mean, I really didn't get that much stuff for Christmas, which I'm really happy about, because, like, I live in less than 400 square feet. I don't need a lot of stuff. I'm good.
Whereas for me, I'm a materialistic monster who can only be happy if he has a lot of things.
Well, no, but, like, you know, like, I have the bag of clothing from, you know, that I took to my dad's place with me. I have the presents. I have the boxes that I got from family members while I was out of town that were in the mail waiting for me. So there's just so much stuff. I have so much recycling to take out.
They just gave you boxes? Are you a cat? Or are they just giving you refrigerators?
No, like they sent me boxes in the mail. Like, of stuff. Like, postage. You know the mailman? The thing in the TV shows that the dog barks at?
There's a person that delivers the mail? Drones don't do it?
Yes! But so, like, I just have all that stuff in my bedroom area. But I did get a giant thing of popcorn. And it's not in the bedroom area. And it's really yummy.
Jealous.
Newman.
So, I've been in Portland for the past week and a half now. I flew up on Christmas, and that's why I wasn't
in Portland.
That's why I wasn't there last week.
Even I went to Portland. Cindy's the only cool one who hasn't gone to Portland. So, yeah.
So actually, it's funny you mentioned you almost spun out driving home because, what was it, Wednesday morning at 5 a.m., my phone starts ringing and it wakes me up. And my girlfriend spun out on black ice and crashed into a tree and totaled her car. But it allowed her to
get
this. Yeah, she's okay. She was on muscle relaxers, whiplash, back spasms, but she's fine. And actually, another friend of ours, he was actually, we went out last night for a friend's birthday, and Alexander actually came out. Yeah, he also slipped on black ice and actually rolled his car last night.
Yeah.
So we woke up to that text. He's okay, too. But in lighter note, I got the job I was interviewing for.
Nice.
An associate developer position for a software company down in San Diego, so I'm looking forward to that starting. I have a feeling working for a software company is going to be a lot better than working for an insurance company, just because, you know, it's software versus not. But,
people will learn more.
Yeah. It's more in your wheelhouse.
Exactly. Like, everyone needs developers, but I feel like a software company, at least for me, is better than someone that doesn't know how to treat developers. Not that my job's bad right now. It's just I don't like it. It's not for me.
It's not. It's not the best fit.
Yeah. So I actually got that call Monday morning. I've been woken up a lot because of phone calls this past week, and it's kind of disappointing.
You're just sleeping
all the
time. I'm
supposed to be on vacation. And we woke up this morning, and it's fucking snowing. And I have to somehow get to the airport Tuesday.
Wait.
With
are you
my
still
girlfriend
in Portland?
Having a car.
We have to somehow get back to Seattle today.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all still in Portland.
I was going to be really
There's
angry if I was
inches.
The only California got snow and I didn't.
No, I'm still in Portland. But we have about 4 inches of snow right now, and it's continuing to still snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's
according to the weather forecasts. As me and Alyssa drive north later, we're going to be following those snowstorms.
Yep.
So you'll get it, Sunny.
Well, okay. Like I'm not working right now, though. I hate snow when I'm working because I usually have to drive great distances and into the darkness because I live in an area with lots of trees.
Yep.
Like, I literally almost killed a grandma on the way to visit my friend when I got the emergency beacon because the old lady, like, pulled out into my lane in an icy little place, and there was, like, this big, like, a giant big sheet of black ice, and I was just like, break, please don't kill the grandma.
Better her than you. You know, she made it most of the way.
That's
I don't want to kill a grandma!
For anyone who doesn't live in Washington, just want to let you know, if you're not in the Seattle-Bellevue area of Western Washington, it's just trees. That's just all it is. We don't even have roads anymore. It's mostly just trees.
Yes, we do. It's kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like little pockets of humanity in big forests.
Yeah, and then there's the farmland.
Yeah, well, like, there's the farmland, but a lot of, especially the residential areas that aren't, like just Satan houses. I don't know what their actual name is.
Satan houses? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
What, are surrounded by crack dens and Satanists?
Okay.
How many goat sacrifices do you think happen on the average basis in your area?
Not
if it's above 5, then that might be an issue. But if it's below 3, you know, that's average.
Well, okay, like Satan house complexes where every single house looks the exact same and you don't know where you're going because they all look the fucking same.
That's our house.
Isn't that the American dream? Are you saying the American dream is satanic? Are you being un-American, Seneca?
Like, that's new. but no, like, especially in, like, older residential areas, there's so many trees, and they're all super tall, so there's no sun that gets to the ground, and then the moisture, like, stays there because of the rain and the mist and just the damp, and then you get black ice. Fucking sucks.
But also, people can't drive in any weather that isn't light rain or sun.
See, I hate snow. Snow is a good thing to go and visit and look at and then never come back.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I'm not working right now, so I'm like, if it's gonna snow, like, let's snow now. Like, let me enjoy it. Versus get up and be like, shit, it's...
All right, Alyssa.
So, anyway.
How was your movie?
I meant, like, I was supposed to work. Am I not
loud enough? You're loud enough, but come closer.
I was... Well, I can't. This chair.
Let us see your pretty face.
I was supposed to work, but then the a nanny and then the parent, the grandparents decided to stay in town, and then the dad didn't go out of town for work, so then I got called off. And so I laid in bed and slept, and New Year's Eve, I slept basically all day, and then went and hung out with you guys when you guys came over for Alexander's party, and then New Year's Day, I slept, caught up on a lot of my Hulu shows, but I haven't done much.
She wanted to be sleeping during the podcast, even though she would have been in the same room.
If I have blankets. And put
up. Apparently it's cold in a temperature-controlled room.
I just put it up to, like, 75.
That's why I'm dying.
They don't charge you for the electricity you use in the hotel, by the way.
I know, that's why we run the AC all the time.
Just crank it!
And, you know, destroy the environment and all of that.
Of course. Who cares about the environment?
Yeah, like, I was gonna say, who cares? Once we're dead, well, who
yeah,
cares?
It's gonna be my kid's responsibility. It's not gonna be mine.
It's a hotel room during the snow.
I know.
What, Sunny?
It's in a hotel room, though, during the snow. Like, that is the time to crank the heat.
Well, yeah.
Because, like, I don't freaking ever turn on my heat. The minute that snow is here, though...
She gets cold easily.
Then buy Alyssa some warm clothing. Buy her...
Fargo.
Yeah,
I was gonna say you live in North Dakota.
That's true. How do you survive?
Your standards for cold should like you should be tolerant to this kind of stuff.
I'm cold when I'm inside, but not when I'm outside.
It's actually kind of. I'm glad it snowed because it was a hell of a lot colder yesterday. Yeah. Walking around the city.
Is there like, clouds now?
Yeah, and snow.
That's why.
Well, yeah, clouds with rain that's turning into snow.
But you don't have
to... Yes, guys, I don't have the weather works.
Thanks, yeah. Can we just have Ryan describe more science facts?
I don't want to go more. That gets dark really quick. But yeah, then there's me. I've had a really chill week because the family I nanny for, you know, the dad's at home because people take this week off, basically.
That's exactly what I did.
And I took advantage of it because, hell, I enjoy having a week off as the, you know, through all the holidays and stuff. But yeah, then for New Year's, I had Seneca and Alyssa was there because she doesn't have a life.
There.
But I had a bunch of my friends up to my parents' house in North Bend. And we played, like, two board games. Half the group went, I don't want to play the rest of the board games you have.
And then because there were too many people for all the good ones.
Yeah. And the group doesn't play competitive board games, which is a pain in the ass.
Exactly. Well, the group of people I was playing board games with, we had quite a few. And that's where playing, like, Betrayal was really good because it's, like, six people can play at a time. And then you could even pair up on teams. Like, me and Caitlin was just, like, one group sharing decisions. Whereas, like, another person's like, yeah, let's play Cards Against Humanity. Where it's, like, with any more than six people, we had, like, 10 people over. I was like, we cannot do Cards Against Humanity like that. You're just reading off all these answer cards that people are playing, and it just gets so boring after a while.
Against Humanity? But nobody wants to play it, because I'm really sick of that game, because I played it at two whole conventions, and none of the cards are shocking to me, and I'm like, meh.
Well, see, really now it comes to, like, the smart pairing, as well as, like, playing it to, like, someone's taste. Like, one pairing that I got when I was playing one of the black cards was, like, what's my anti-drug? And someone played a subscription to Men's Fitness. And I was like, that is hilarious. You win the card.
I've seen most of those cards at least a couple dozen times. Plus, I have the bad Cards Against Humanity set.
So what do you mean, the bad Cards Against Humanity set?
The second year after Cards Against Humanity was out, I think it was the second year, yeah. They had their big booth at PAX, and Newman asked me to go buy him a set of Cards Against Humanity. So I went, bought it, got it signed by the guys because they were there this time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a whole bunch of duplicate PAX cards and stuff. And I loaded those into Newman's deck because I was being an asshole. And then I switched the lid so that I had the signed lid and he was going to get the unsigned lid.
Mm-hmm.
And then about a year passed before I was able to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him the one with the signed lid because I was like, well, that was the one I bought at PAX.
Oh, no!
He got the one with none of the duplicates, most of the cards from PAX, and just everything like that. And I was like,
shit. I call that karma.
That is good karma, right?
That is karma.
Your ill intentions playing against you because that's what you get for being an asshole. Like that's you just set yourself up to be a total dick, and now we're all like applauding your failure, right?
Now. Yeah. No, I gave it to him and he went back down to college. I was like, oh damn.
So here. Here, Alex, we can figure out some sort of trade if there's anything that you would want from me. Like, I got a bunch of books that I can loan you or something. If you're willing to go through that deck and gut all those extra PAX cards that you have in there, I don't have any of the PAX cards.
Because I did not own
Cards Against Humanity. Say that again?
What were you going to say, Devin?
I was going to say, even I have some, but then I just remembered the story that you just told.
since I don't have any, like, I didn't own the deck when they were there at PAX with all these PAX edition cards, I don't have them. So if you have duplicates, I'll happily take the duplicates off your hands.
I'll see if I can call out the duplicates. Yeah. I mean, I've got them, and I don't play that game anymore.
So I'm looking to play it because I got the bigger blacker box and everything because I have all the expansions.
Did
I have
you find
all
the
sorts.
Card in the bigger blacker box.
What's that?
Did you find the card, the secret in the bigger blacker box?
Yes, I did. Pulled out my special little pocket knife and got it out, and it is.
Thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
They could the bottom of it.
I saw it on Facebook, and I thought it was an actual thing.
Yeah.
Somebody was like wanting people to rip open their boxes.
Nope. They did that. It took, what, like 3 months for people to figure it out?
Yeah, I believe so. And see, for me, it's like I had the bigger blacker box for a while before someone's like, you should get that card out. I was just like, all right, yeah, no problem. I was like, it's probably not going to live up to the hype or whatever. But then, like, my roommate's girlfriend was feeling it. He's like, oh, here it is. We were just feeling up and down the box. It's like, oh, that's where it is. And then we just cut it out. It was the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was... Cards Against Humanity does some really nice little, like, hidden secret stuff. Pranks, like,
I was gonna say,
literal bullshit.
Yep.
Literal holiday bullshit. They were very clear.
They also sold nothing.
And they made a whole lot of money and then gave it to charity.
Yeah.
And then like, this year they sold Black Friday. Literally nothing. They said, you literally give us just $5 and you get nothing in return. And they got like $200,000 or something.
And didn't you have to click through like several like, yes, I understand.
Well, yeah. I understand that I'm getting nothing.
But, and what I like about that one was this time around, it didn't go to charity. They just went, no, all of our staff got bonuses this year.
Well, but that was the thing. Wow. They did a post, I believe, where the staff noted the bonus that they got, and most of them donated some of it to charity. But it was the staff's decision to do that.
But also, it was, you know, a lot of the staff posted, like, hey, this is what I bought. Mm-hmm. And it was things like, my kids got a trip to just go skiing, you know, like, or my kids got new textbooks this year, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Which was really nice.
Mm-hmm. That is really nice.
Weird.
And then there are the people like, oh yeah, I bought a brand new 50-inch TV, a PS4, an Xbox One, and
I got like 3,000.
I had a lot of alcohol.
And that was just one person, right?
Yay!
We had more Farfield. But yeah, that was our New Year's. We tried to make Alyssa do some role playing. It was funny.
I'm gonna hurt my head.
She tried.
I did. I tried. I tried really hard.
We have I have a game that's what is it? Tulip Academy's Dangerous Society for Dangerous Gentlemen.
Yeah. Which we turned into Dangerous Ladies.
Gentle Ladies.
Gentle Ladies. I don't
know. Because why not? So we were basically just doing a female version of Ordon High, the anime. And also, they're like, my brain's exploding. Oh no.
Yeah, not my cup of tea.
But it was fun.
I forgot to share. sorry. But I was going to say, I also won my fantasy football league at the end of today. I will have won fantasy football. So there's going to be a lot of shit talking to be had among my friend group.
How much money did you make?
What?
How much money did you make?
We didn't put in money this year, but I'm going to buy myself a fat trophy.
It'll cost $300.
They have like trophies for like $40.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like good quality trophies for $40. So, yeah, I'm going to buy myself a trophy.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, buy yourself a nice thing that you'll eventually just throw in the trash.
Yep.
Probably. But I get to shit talk my friends for at least a year because of it. So that'd make it worth $40.
Rub it in your friends' faces.
Yes. That is definitely worth it to me.
Actually, what would be better is that $40 turns into, I get to rub this in your face, and your friend's like, well, I'm taking that next year, and just takes it away from you.
That is a risk.
But then, yeah, we came down here, we visited, Newman came, and then me and Newman went out to his friend's birthday party down here, which was basically bar crawl, Brian?
Yeah, pretty much.
Which was awesome, because it was, every time I come down here, there's a party going on, it seems like. Every time I come down and visit Newman here, somebody's throwing a party. So this is the only time of the year I get to be social.
Oh. I feel so sad.
Hey, it's a life decision. We just let him do it as he wishes.
Wait, New Year's was social.
Okay, this is the time of the year I get to be social with a completely random group of people. Who I only kind of
know.
Well,
that's your own choice.
Damn straight it is. But it worked out this year, because that's part of what I'm trying to do this over this year, is be more social, be more kind of plan to go out to things.
He said he had fun.
I had fun. I always have fun when I do that.
There you go.
And they woke me up at 12:30 in the morning.
Yep. Because Ryan needed a place out of the cold to wait for the train. And the hotel lobby was giving us weird looks. Which is fair.
Yeah.
Did they think that one of you was like an escort or something?
Ryan might have been pretty enough for that.
I was pretty drunk.
Yeah.
That was probably why. Not escort.
I don't know.
I learned something.
Huh.
I didn't know that bars, like bars, not bar restaurants or pubs, give free soda
if you just order soda.
It's not all, but a lot do, especially because in designated driver communities.
Yeah.
Because they also assume that you're drinking and they make much more money on alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, soda's really cheap. Like, for a dollar, they're making like 70% profit off of soda at a dollar. But I mean, I drank so much Sprite yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I got to drink so much Sprite. But that was really cool. That was an interesting thing to learn.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, for them, it's definitely worth, you know, let's say $10 in soda for, even if you have just two friends who are getting just trashed, like, financially, they're like, yep, we're raking in money, whatever, go for it. Have as much soda as you want, because they're going to keep drinking.
Like, Alyssa was, you know, they're like, well, they've got a DD. We're good. Like, we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
But then the other thing I did, this whole trip was part of my Christmas present, was that I went to Powell's, and I don't know a good way to show it.
I do enjoy Pals. Pals is pretty dang good.
And my parents gave me $100 for my books. So I'm going to take out a stack and make the stack.
Got 12 books.
And I get a t-shirt.
Yeah, you have to say what the books are for anyone listening on iTunes, otherwise this is super boring.
Yeah, I have a stack of books, 12-something books. They're
all I see is a blur.
That's more books than Newman and I would read combined in, like, our lifetime.
Whoa.
They're just
automatically.
I mean, probably, but speak for yourself.
Newman, you don't read.
That's fair. Hush.
So I picked up basically what I ended up doing was picking up a whole bunch of just book twos or threes of series that I've read all the way through, in ebook or audiobook or otherwise, or like the middle parts of other series that I'm slowly looking at.
Did you log them in your thing in your library thingy yet?
I have not scanned them in yet. Because the stickers Pals uses stick to the back of books, unlike half price, and it takes me about it would take me about 20 minutes to take all the fucking stickers off these things.
Use a vinegar spray.
But in fact,
there are anti-sticker solutions.
Stickers are the worst.
Ryan hates stickers.
I like stickers.
Stickers.
And I got a nifty bag.
Oh, how dare you, sticker.
A nifty keen bag.
Stickers.
But that was the other part of this big trip, and that's always fun. And poor Alyssa was sitting there like staring blankly at a wall by the end of it.
I don't read. Okay, that's why. I read 50 pages yesterday of a book that Alex got me for my birthday.
But her birthday was in October.
Look!
There's a cafe in Powell's.
Yeah, but it was...
They have free Wi-Fi.
It was a crazy day at Powell's. So, like, that's where she was going originally.
That's the first place I went. And then I was like, the line was really long and there was no table. And I was like, nope, I'll just help you look. I don't know what the fuck I was.
And then we did a favor. You helped a bit. You helped me with the alphabet. I have a hard time with the alphabet sometimes. But then we also did a favor for one of my other friends and looked for a few of the books of her manga. And that was funny watching Alyssa try it. I'd be like, yeah, grab a Kaichou wa Midsama. And Alyssa goes, what? just like flat immediately her brain just stopped. And she was like, I didn't get any of that.
No. I should have... Oh! That's what I forgot to do.
What'd you forget to do?
I have a list of psychology books that I want that I found at Powell's, but I haven't gone back to Powell's, and I haven't seen them anywhere else, and I should have given you the list.
Oh, boy.
Damn it!
My phone call isn't that big to buy all those books for people, even if they're paying me back.
I would give you a premium thing of money or make you food!
It was one of those things where I was like looking at the manga list, and the manga are more expensive than the books I bought. Because Pals overprices its manga.
Yeah.
Actually, though, like I'm kind of pissed off about it.
You hear that, Pals? You overprice your manga. People have noticed.
I was looking at a stack of book, manga this big that was the same price as my books, and I was like, I don't know if I can do that. But then I called him, and she was like, no. Not these ones. Whatever. Okay, nice down to small stack.
Yeah, okay.
That was us.
Books. At least the back of your guys' car will be weighed down properly for potential snow and ice.
Oh, yeah, let's put the books in the back.
So we're in a teeny-ass car.
Yeah, we're
and
in
Alyssa
a
Ford. Goes,
yeah, so you need the weight.
Alyssa?
Ford Fiesta? No, Ford Focus. Alyssa goes, Ford Focus.
Yeah. Alyssa goes, we should buy a bag of sand to put in there. I'm like, but it's so small, our weight is going to weigh down that car.
I mean, I may suggest, like, kitty litter is good to have if you're going, like, back roads. But based off of where you are, you can pretty much just straight shoot it via the highway, so.
We're going I-5.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of why I'm like, as long as, if you have the books, you should be fine.
Yeah.
Weight-wise.
We'll probably have more to talk about because our adventure trying to get home.
Yeah,
we'll do that. But we shall see.
Well, maybe next week I'll actually remember to figure out some podcast topics.
Yeah. I mean, going in pretty blind to this one. I mean, we're not starting out the year strong in any way.
I asked people for topics when we finish, and I got blank stares.
I've been dealing with people and things.
I do my own podcast for the site.
And you didn't invite me to the one about narrative. Come on.
Ah, that's true. Even though it did shift over to more of how did gameplay and story kind of work together and how they mesh. That episode, I'm gonna send you that today. And that should go up on Wednesday. And we'll be recording another episode of the gaming podcast today with Brian and Taryn as well.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm creating content. Even though I'm not writing as many articles, I'm at least getting content out there. So I'm at least happy about that.
Which I am sorry, people who actually read the blog stuff, because the articles are going to be slow for a while, it seems.
It's a slow start to the year. Yeah.
Well, so January doesn't have any holidays in it, like really holidays for us to theme around.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of themes for January to go off of, but they're very cliche. And I'm sorry to anybody who's like looking forward to an article about the new year and how awesome it's going to be and new beginnings. And I'm sorry, I'm not doing that.
This episode of the podcast is about how real the struggle is.
Because I'm sorry. There have been so many cliche like articles and pieces about that that it's just no.
I mean, you're getting a little something from me about like me being like, this is my plan for the new year. I'm using all of you accountable for it. But that's a little different even.
That's you. That's not like the year and like the podcast lost its face and blah blah blah. Because I'm sorry. Like, I mean, I can be cliche, but no.
I never understood the whole new year, new me kind of concept. It's like you've been alive for X amount of years. What is the difference between 2 days going to do to change you?
New year, new me kills himself.
It gives people an excuse, essentially, to be like, I'm going to do things. And that's, like, I mean, the article that went up last week, right? Yeah. My article last week, yeah. I don't know.
They
went up.
New Year's resolution.
But it's like, you know, a lot of people make resolution nowadays as, like, wishes. It's like, I want to lose 10 pounds. And it's like, okay. But they literally make that same resolution every freaking year.
They don't do anything. My New Year's resolution.
See, I kind of view the whole New Year, New Me thing the same people that delete their Facebook after they graduate high school. So they have a new Facebook for college. It's like, you're going to go back and you're going to post the same. Or maybe that's when I graduated, but there's a bunch of people I went to high school with that deleted their Facebook.
Didn't we graduate about the same time, though? Like, what?
Well, maybe it was just like my high school, but a ton of people, they like would post pictures of them like partying in high school and like drunk statuses all the time. So they deleted their Facebook when they graduated from high school. And then it's like, you're not going to change. You're still going to post getting drunk underage on Facebook. You're still going to post, you know, like stupid stuff as your status is. What's the point of deleting it? Like, I get the idea behind it, but it's like stupid because you're still the same person.
Yeah.
And they ended up the exact same.
You can't delete who you are because you just delete some sort of social media aspect. You actually have to change yourself and you have to have the like self-motivation to do that.
Although there's
Which takes a lot of time.
There's a lot to talk about in terms of managing your social media presence.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Teach that to kids. Mm-hmm. We are teaching that to kids now, actively, about managing your social media presence. Not just for bullies, but for... It sticks with you forever.
Yeah. And now that jobs and things are paying attention to that, or like, I mean, sorority is first thing.
I'm waiting.
Like, sororities creep on you and they look to see, and if you have a post of you being crazy partying, they're like, I don't want this person, even though that's stereotype, but.
All right, sorry.
I don't know how many weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago, I finally actually started to use my Instagram. Which I have been using to kind of, like, keep track of certain artists that no longer had, like, Etsy stores because they decided that Etsy was evil, blah, 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 blah. And I posted a picture the other day, and I used hashtags for the first time, pretty much. And I got random people who I have no idea who they were who liked my pictures.
Yeah.
That's how hashtags work.
That was new. That was different. I was very confused.
I've been on Tumblr long enough to know how hashtags work.
I don't know this stuff because I just kind of avoid the whole social media-ness. Also, something pinged really loud on my computer. But yeah, because like these people can actually attest to the fact that my Facebook usually has like a post every 2 to 4 weeks, maybe 6.
I don't know about that.
Most of the time, it's not me who's making posts.
Okay, but it's still going up on your Facebook, which means it is you.
Well, because it's my, no, because it's like my posts are very few, but it's like people tagging me and stuff usually.
Oh.
Because like my father likes to tag me in articles, and like I don't know why, but he's been very like taking pictures, and he likes to put them on Facebook right now. I don't know.
It's a phase.
So it's not me. Do it.
You're growing up.
I've been grown for a while, but okay.
No, you haven't. Don't lie.
I've been living in my own apartment without a roommate for 3 years.
Excuses.
I don't think that makes you grown up, technically.
Oh, Brian.
Yes.
You have an update for us about your shower.
Oh, yeah.
Do I do? Oh, yeah. There's still ants. It's still disgusting.
Still?
But... yeah, so actually what I'm going to do is, like, keep it out. I, like, have to run my shower, like, every couple hours, otherwise they build up.
Oh,
so, like,
no.
I'll just turn on the water, let it run for a second, turn it off. I'm the reason there's a drought in California.
California, and he has to do this.
But, so actually, so by the time I get home, my shower is going to be off for about a week and a half. So I can just imagine how disgusting it's going
to
be.
You have to.
So actually, I'm going to, first thing I do when I get home is grab like an apartment manager, like be like, hey, come here, can you take a look at this, turn on my shower, and then demand that I move apartments.
That's
or
fair.
That they have like, somebody fix it, like ASAP, because that's
not okay. How do you record the ant swarm?
Videotape it.
Yeah.
Like I've had an exterminator come twice to supposedly take care of it,
mm-hmm.
and like, that was not what I agreed. I did not, like, agree to live in an anthill.
Yeah.
When I signed my lease.
Record
so I think it's
it.
A good enough reason.
I want that video. It'll go up on somebody's Instagram.
Please record it. Seriously.
But I also, kind of want to use it as a reason to move away from the train tracks because I was so desperate
as
to find an apartment and I moved down.
There was a train.
What?
We just heard a train go by, too.
Yeah, I know, but that wasn't me this time because I'm in Portland.
Oh yeah,
oh, that's right.
But
that could be me.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
But, like,
I also live near train tracks.
And like, it wouldn't matter if I just like was in a different unit, but I was so desperate I didn't think about it at the time. But there's train tracks about 5 feet from my apartment, so there are times I'll just wake up because my entire apartment's shaking because a train's just going by. So that's another reason I'm trying to use these ants as a reason to move without having to accept my lease.
And you publicly admitted that on the internet.
So talk to them ASAP, dude.
So delete the evidence. This
edit.
Episode is now worthless.
It's one of the last episodes.
Are you going to make me edit?
Just don't post it till Wednesday. We're fine.
Honestly, half the time this thing goes up that late anyway, because it's just me.
Yeah.
Which I apologize.
On top of it.
So the other thing we're going to do, we're going to make a change to the recipes, mostly because Ryan can't make recipes within a week. So that what's going to happen now is if he does a recipe, when he does the recipes, he's going to add, like, an addendum, kind of a note section underneath it of his thoughts.
Okay.
Which means he's going to have to write.
I could do that. I just can't write articles.
You need to write another article. I liked your article.
Yeah.
Hey, this podcast is reminding me of our first podcast, and so it's like new year, same old podcast.
Are you saying it's as much of a hot mess as the first podcast?
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is a rough one. Yeah.
Just because, yeah, everyone's out of their element. And
I don't think...
My apartment is so dirty.
Are you the only ones home?
Yeah. Yeah.
I am home, but I haven't been able to unpack yet.
Yeah.
Maybe we should wrap this up.
Yeah, let's finish it up a little early.
We gotta try and get home.
Yeah, we're gonna have to drive.
Alright. Well, have a safe drive.
Don't die.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
I mean, good, you're the only one.
Yeah.
Including us.
I'm gonna go find a giant... Oh! I know what I want. Instead of a whip, eventually. I want a giant squeaky hammer.
Oh, God.
I want a giant squeaky hammer.
God. All right, on that note.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the new year. Honestly, this is a more true representation of what we do.
Yeah.
thanks for watching, everybody.
Bye.
All right.